So here we are, and this beautiful full moon, this full moon of super energy, a blood blue moon. It is the second moon of the month. We had the first amazing moon on the 1st of January, and here we are. We had the first day of January, and here we have the last day of January. And we have a full moon on both of these days. That is very special. And, of course, because we're in 11 year as well, it is also very special because we can be in an 11 or 2. And if we're in an 11, we are accepting all our gifts and being masters of what we are, of our own life. We are communicating with our soul. And if we are not, we're reducing it to a 2, and we're stuck where we were last year. So we haven't moved forward, anybody who does that. So, and this is why the keynote for this time is Water of Life. Am I poured forth for those who thirst? And so all of us who thirst, we're moving forward in life. We're having, we're growing in understanding and compassion and love. We're growing in understanding that we are the soul and that we are here in this heaven-earth density to improve ourselves, to take ourselves to learning about unified consciousness and about who we really are, divine beings having a human experience. But the human experience is asking us to look within ourselves because everything comes from within ourselves. We are spirit, and we are the sacred golden flame that burns within each of us. It is the golden flame. We have moved that essence now. We have moved up, and we are the great creator. We are each the great creator in our own lives, and we have moved along to this. So we have come here to experience ourselves as creators. And so as we do all of this, the light is waking us up. The golden flame is waking us up to infinite possibilities that are always flowing within us.
Here's this.
Sorry, can somebody, there's somebody has a whole bunch of talking going on in the background.
Sorry, we'll put it on thin bar, Suzanne.
You can put it on mute. Or whatever.
Thank you.
Okay. So that is the beautiful lady that texted me this morning about the moon. So anyway, she is creating havoc now. The moon is gone. So here we are in this blood moon, and it's bringing us a whole series of events. And this moon, of course, is reflecting back to the eclipses of 2017. And anybody who had a process that started at that time and you were going through into the void or doing whatever it is that you're going to do, you are ready to birth and manifest it now because you have come through the full cycle and now your light should be shining for you and after this eclipse and you should have a much clearer pathway. And so you should be letting go of all the gunk and everything, all the stuff that is within your life. And because we are in a post-denominational time, we are in the end times, we have the seven rays working to bring through the new energies, and everything is birthed from within. Don't forget that each of us is a soul having a human experience. And if we listen to our bodies, we bring forth the essence of who we are, divine beings, great creators. And we have that spark within each of us, which is the golden flame. The golden flame is what propels us forward. It is that essence of love. It is the essence of unified consciousness, of the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine within each of us. And it takes us to that place of equilibrium. And so, we are having this rebirth and the reemergence of the collective consciousness. And that consciousness is within each one of us. And this year is about walking consciously. We're in a master number, a master year. And in our meditations and in our journaling and everything else, and even as we walk down the street, if we walk consciously, we change. We can do things for others. We change the world about us. It is for each of us to look and see who we are. Really, really divine beings, beings of love, emanating this golden flame, this golden light, because this is the light of the future. It is the light of the golden age. And we are in this golden age now, and this year we are in the seventh step of the 13 steps that humanity is going through. And at spring equinox, we're going to be in Paris, or not in Paris, in Chartres, opening the seventh interdimensional gateway, because not only is all of humanity going through 13 steps, but so is the planet. So we are opening interdimensional gateways at chart on spring equinox. So this is a big time where humanity steps forward again, and each of us step forward in our lives. And this year is all about awakening to beauty, and the moon is all about beauty. It is asking us, this is the feminine principle. And the feminine principle, of course, is all about the perfect balance that is within each of us, the unified consciousness of the masculine and the feminine. It is like the yin and the yang. It is, you know, if you look at the yin and the yang, if you have one of those balls, you can, it is a great representation of the yin yang, the masculine and feminine, because it's creates perfect unity. And so with that in mind, and with us holding the golden flame within our hearts, we will take a few deep breaths and see where the golden flame takes us this evening. And so opening this up, beauty, to listening to our souls, because our soul talks to our body. And as our soul talks to our body, the body then talks to the brain. The soul does not talk to the brain. It talks to the body. And as we listen to our body, we come to a new understanding, a new consciousness, a new awareness. So let us take a few deep breaths and get ourselves into that nice centered space. And as we breathe, we feel the essence of who we are, the true beauty of who we are, because it is all within. Everything comes from within. Nothing comes from outside except fear, anger, all of these things. So we are taking ourselves to that beautiful place of love, that rate 2 energy of love wisdom, which is what we are here about. Walking the pathway of the heart, opening the chalice, that the fire, the golden flame, flows from the chalice. So here we are, we're in the chalice of the heart, and we have this amazing golden flame burning within us, and this golden flame is changing our essence, our very being. It is awakening us to our beauty so that we can look deeply within ourselves and feel and love who we are. We feel that self-love. And as we feel that self-love, it emanates out into the world and it takes us into oneness, and we feel at oneness with the whole world. Because oneness is part of the golden flame. It is the golden flame. So we feel this energy touching every cell in our body and emanating out from us. It is a beautiful golden flame, and it lifts up to our high heart and awakens us to thinking in our heart. And we can feel that brain of the heart. But it is the brain of love. It is the brain of compassion. It is a brain of forgiveness. And the flame burns away everything that no longer serves us. we feel ourselves being lifted to a new place of understanding, a new place of love. And we feel that love emanating from us. And the flame continues on up to our throat chakra. And there we feel the energy. We feel the vibration of sound. Sound is so important right now. Because as we chant, as we sing, the vibrations of love emanate out through the throat. And as we open up our throat to the beauty, we feel its essence. We communicate. We communicate with love. The sound of love emanates from us. And as that vibration emanates from us, it touches everybody around us. So we become impeccable with our words. We become consciously aware of our words. And as we do so, the flame, that golden flame of love, emanates out into the world, touching everybody about us, taking us to source, taking us to the beauty of who we are. And that golden flame then continues on up to our third eye, and there awakens us to the beauty of the Mother, to our gifts, to the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Mother, everything she has brought to our lives, our clairvoyance, our clairaudience. Our intuition, everything she brings. We were born with all of these gifts, and now we are awakening to them. And we use the flame to burn away anything that stops this process. Because these are the gifts of the great Creator, and we are great creators. And as we change our vibration and our energy, we become creators with great ease. As we connect with the gifts of the Mother, she blesses us. She enfolds us with these gifts and with love. We feel her essence. We feel her touching us. We feel her awakening us to all the gifts that we have within us. We allow these gifts to flow freely. We allow the energy to flow freely. And we embrace them, knowing that it is done. And it is so, that we have these gifts, and we are now using them. And the golden flame continues on up to the crown chakra and connects us to the cosmos, to the beauty of the gifts of the cosmos, to the universal consciousness, to all that there is, awakening us to the cosmic fire of which we are part of. And that golden flame brings us together in oneness, because all the flames from around the world come together in oneness and lifts us to another level, to another dimension. And as this happens, we move up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our head. And there we rest with the soul. We embrace our soul, knowing that it's bringing us divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine love, because we are divine love. We are divine understanding. We are divine wisdom. And now we take a bow and arrow into our hand, and we shoot the arrow up to the sun behind the sun, and attached to the arrow is a golden cord. And so we follow this golden cord. We climb, and as we climb, the flame comes with us. The flame helps us to move forward, to be fearless, to be an adventurer. And we move on up to the sun behind the sun, where we go to the great source of all. And there awaiting us is the Mother. And there awaiting us is the great Creator. And we rest in their arms, feeling the love, feeling the beauty, feeling the compassion. We feel our lives being changed. We feel our energy shifting as we are in a time of great movement. And we are the movement. We are the movement of change. We are the movement of the future. We are the movement of the new dawn. We are a ministry of movement. And through this ministry of movement, we birth the new dawn. We are the creators. And as this energy emanates out from each of us tonight, and from this beautiful source, we are changing the world one step at a time. So now we embrace ourselves. We embrace the Mother. We embrace the source. And we feel the love and the joy that is within each of us. We feel the beauty of who we are. And as we feel all of these things, we rest in the arms of the Mother. And then when we are done, we come back into the room, knowing that all is pure love.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you. Good night.
Good
night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finbar. Be well.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Good
Thank
night.
You. Good night, Finbar.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you.